Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All this insanity, we may make it through another chapter of humanity. But we have developed the tools and the systems to destroy all life on this earth. The only question is, will we end up doing it, or will we transcend it through Christ? It's Monday, February 28th, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours on the vaunted, censored, attacked, demonized transmission. Obviously, we're going to lay out all the latest that's unfolding in Europe on the border with Russia and the incredible propaganda that we're seeing on every front from different sides and some of the really amazing yellow journalism that is taking place, particularly by the Western media, but the Russian media is also putting out propaganda as well. We've got a lot of amazing examples of that. I really want to cut through all the fog of war to what this really means to the planet itself, just on the energy front, for supercharging inflation and turbocharging further destabilization. So that's all coming up today. But I do want to say one thing about the war propaganda. There are a lot of leftists out there claiming that I am pro-Russia invasion, which I'm not. I've always been anti-war. I've always been against offensive invasions. I've talked about what both sides' views are in the history. And we've also heard claims that Trump is for this war, and that's not true. And this didn't happen when Trump was in office for 4 years. The first invasion by Putin in 2014 happened under Obama, and the second happened under the current 46th president of the United States. And that's not about defending myself or defending Trump. It's just about setting the record straight. And that's what we're doing here. Now, there is an excellent little short 2-minute, 18-second clip, full clips on InfoWars.com. It's 10 minutes long. But on Twitter, they only got 2-minute, 18-second clips. And we're going to play this when we come back. Colonel Douglas McGregor's analysis on Ukraine, Russia is dead on. Because the biggest piece of propaganda that we've been hearing is that the Russians are getting their ass kicked. And the reason that's dangerous is that will encourage the Ukrainians to fight back harder. And then Putin is going to start killing them by the hundreds of thousands. He's not rolled in the heavy weapons. They've been doing very limited surgical strikes. They've been trying to take over the TV stations and the universities and the government buildings and the institutions. This is extremely surgical. That's why he's holding back two-thirds of his forces, which, if they start to lose, they're going to start flattening whole cities. That's what the U.S. did in World War II going into Europe. That's what we did to the Japanese. That's what Putin did in Chechnya. And so everybody, oh, look, you know, 2 nights ago, Putin stopped outside Kiev. Well, yeah, because the president of Ukraine had said they would meet and talk about a ceasefire and talk about a deal. Didn't do it. And then the media said, oh, look, the Russians have lost. No, the Russians stopped their advance to give the Ukrainians a chance to surrender. And then we'll see if Putin's telling the truth that he just wants NATO out and they can have a new election and they want a buffer zone. That's what I hope he's actually doing. But these things tend to always expand. And the West will push and Russia will push and it'll lead us to a very, very, very horrible place, especially with all the yipping and yapping leftists that couldn't load a rifle, that couldn't hike up a hill, that couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag of their lives depended on it, demanding we use nuclear weapons against the Russians. They're all over the news doing it. Hey, you dumb leftists that can't even wipe your ass, can't even find your butts with 2 hands. They have thousands of nuclear weapons and submarines off our coast. and hypersonic missiles just like we do. We can't hit them with nukes. They'll nuke us back, and then we'll all be dead, you dumb bastards! You dumb sons of bitches! I've been on air more than 25 years, and long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen. You die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water. You die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
So, a few months ago, both Republican and Democrat senators said that we might have to preemptively nuke Russia. Of course, that's not just the plot from the 1964 Stanley Kubrick masterpiece, Dr. Strangelove. That film is based on Curtis LeMay and General L.L. Lemnitzer in 1961. This has been declassified. Came to Kennedy and said, we would like to preemptively nuke Russia. It was even called Plan R. Now, that wasn't declassified to the 80s, but Kubrick was let in on it and even got threatened by the CIA and FBI for making that movie that they waited a year to release because it was so shocking to the intelligence community that Stanley Kubrick was aware of the information. And so I digress back to history to understand where we are currently. When you have U.S. senators in both parties saying we may need to go ahead and nuke Russia first, and the Russians are aware that's almost happened before, what do you think that makes the Russians do? Well, it makes them go into war mode. So I don't like them invading Ukraine. I don't like him putting his nuclear forces on maximum alert, only one level above that on their DEFCON, just like our system, and that's fire the weapons. And so now we have Democrats all over the news saying, let's just use nuclear weapons on Russia. Think of their ignorance. Russia has hundreds of submarines off our coast with sea-launched missiles that would vaporize our cities within 5 minutes on average of being launched. Sea-launched cruise missiles that fly at Mach 5. Land launch systems, they can also launch from ships that are at Mach 9 and cannot be shot down. And yes, the United States has those too. That's a Pentagon lie that Russia's developed systems that we don't have. It's on record the U.S. has those systems. The point is, it's called mutually assured destruction or MAD for a reason, because anyone that would violate the MAD doctrine is insane. So if you want to know why we're at this point, it's because the globalists have been encroaching on Russia's borders, and Russia has said there's a red line here, and if Ukraine doesn't stop attacking the Russian border, we're going to overthrow your government, and we're going to demilitarize you, and we're going to kill anybody who gets in our way. And the United States wouldn't have waited 8 years to do this, even with our wimpy leaders. If somebody brought weapons up to our border, weapons, high-tech weapons, they would be killed. They would be attacked. In fact, if you're a TV viewer, here's Russia just a few weeks ago testing a sea-launched hypersonic hydrogen bomb-tipped missile that can go Mach 9. And it goes up to a height and then comes right back down to 50 to 100 feet over the ground. and cannot be shot down. It's one out of a million to be able to hit it if you fire even high-tech missiles at it or use phalanx-type guns on ships that are high-powered Gatling guns. It doesn't matter because it's a nuke, and it doesn't detonate right over its target. It detonates out away from it and creates a giant shockwave. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And then we have Adam Schiff and the usual suspects over the last few years on TV saying, we got to ship heavy arms. We got to move nukes up the border with Russia in Poland and other areas. We got to fight the Russians over there instead of fighting the Russians over here. So the Russians see the leader of the U.S. Intelligence Committee, the leader of the judiciary committees, on television saying, we need to fight Russia's troops. We need to fight Russia over there so they can't fight us over here. And then they see senators saying, we'll nuke you first. It'd be like if I had a neighbor and I say, you know, I'm going to kill you someday. I'm going to beat your ass someday. And then suddenly I'm on your front porch. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if that neighbor didn't come out and break my jaw or worse. We're not even their neighbor. We're in their business when they're 5,000, 6,000 miles away from the East Coast. And every leftist scumbag weirdo from the high priestess of the left, Abramovich, to George Soros, are calling for war with Russia. Well, you devil worshipers, if you're so into dying, I tell Soros and Abramovich and all of you, why don't you just pour gasoline all over yourselves and light yourselves on fire? I mean, I'm not calling for you to kill yourself. I don't wish any harm upon you. God's going to deal with you. But seriously, if you want to go jump into traffic or jump off a building or slit your wrist, please just don't hurt anybody else in the process. So let's go ahead and hear just a short clip from the head of the Judiciary Committee, Mr. Schiff, saying we're at war with Russia and we've got to fight them over there. And the Russians are watching this. Here it is.
Critically, the military aid that we provide Ukraine helps to protect and advance American national security interests in the region and beyond. America has an abiding interest in stemming Russian expansionism and resisting any nation's efforts to remake the map of Europe by dint of military force, even as we have tens of thousands of troops stationed there. Moreover, as one witness put it during our impeachment inquiry, the United States aids Ukraine and her people so that we can fight Russia over there and we don't have to fight Russia here.
We can fight Russia. So it'd be like if my 10-year-old, say, daughter was walking home from school and a group of, say, 16-year-old boys beat her up or raped her. I would be mad at them for that, and I would try to get them arrested and go to jail. But what if one of their dads bragged, hey, I sent them there to rape her? Well, you'd be even more pissed at him, wouldn't you? And see, he's saying, hey, we're sending weapons. We're fighting. We are attacking you, Russia. And that's the type of talk that ends up in a giant nuclear war. And, you know, I'm on the side of not having a nuclear war, especially when Russia's not starting a fight with us, and especially after we just heard for years that everything happening in this country's run by Russia, when that was all a giant lie. The globalists are the outside evil force. Here's Colonel Douglas McGregor's analysis of Ukraine-Russia. It's very on point and very accurate. Here it is.
President Putin gave very strict orders to the forces going into Ukraine that they were to avoid as much as possible killing civilians, try to persuade Ukrainian forces that they faced to surrender. Then the ones that did, they essentially said, put down your arms, you can go home. And he doesn't want to damage much of the infrastructure because he doesn't want to have to rebuild everything. So I think he has a different purpose in mind. He's been very, very slow to move on Kiev for two reasons. First of all, it's the cradle of Russian Orthodox Christianity and civilization. He doesn't want to damage the city. Secondly, he has tried to induce Zelensky to consider capitulation, arguing that if he keeps this up and continues to persuade more people to go out and fight, or tries to, that he'll have a bloodbath on his hands. And so for 24 hours in Kiev, he stopped. Remember, they reached the outskirts of Kiev in 7 hours and then sat. So I think what's going to happen now is that these concentrations near Kharkiv and some of the other smaller cities down near Odessa, as well as Kiev are going to be encircled. They're going to be cut off, and they're going to bring up heavy weapons like the rocket artillery that fires thermobaric warheads. One platoon can destroy in one salvo an area the size of Central Park in New York. And they will use those, and there will not be much left, and they will be annihilated. Hopefully, someone will step forward and agree to some sort of terms. But if your enemy pulls into an urban area, remember the Ukrainians have almost no mobility. They have no air defenses, no air support, limited quantities of ammunition. So they're going to pull into some of these urban areas. And you have a choice. You can wait. Yeah. You can ask them to surrender. And if they don't, you have to annihilate them. They're not going to cross the river and go west. He would like to contain this in eastern Ukraine because, frankly, most of the people that live there really are Russian. That's what they speak. They were always Russian. They were not part of Ukraine. And I have very serious doubts about the claim about 3 million people doing anything. I think you'll have some thousands, but the majority of people are scared to death. They will get in their cellars. They will wait for this to be over. And when it's over, the Ukrainians will be defeated. I hope that not.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
COVID-19 global power grab has been faltering and sputtering and collapsing. Praise be to God. And I want to thank all the viewers and listeners of this show and Robert Kennedy Jr. and Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and everybody else that's exposed this lie. Countless others. Dr. Heaton. There's Dr. Malone. It's amazing. And I want to, in the last segment of this hour, the longest segment, get into this really exciting positive developments that are just earth shaking. Pfizer and Moderna now admit COVID-19 is made in a lab. Just quietly, they let that news out. New Zealand's High Court or Supreme Court just overturned the Davos Group's dictator and said that her vaccine mandate is a gross violation of human rights and violates the Nuremberg Code and is punishable by life in prison. Can't make that up. Got it all right here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what she'd be punished with if ever charged with it. So we've got that coming up. I have these two stacks. All of these two stacks right here are just mega, massive news and information. That's coming up. In the last segment of this hour. Now, that said, I want to get back into Russia in a moment and into what's happening with the economy worldwide and where all this is going and why the globalists are so pleased right now, why this is such a bad thing that's happening. But first, I want to just talk about the issue of InfoWars and how much attack we're under because we're so effective at really analyzing the enemy's operations, but also their Achilles heels. There is no organization or operation in the world, anywhere as effective or hardcore or accurate as us. That's just the way it is. That's all God doing that. I'm very humbled by that. I'm very humbled by our audience. And I'm very humbled by the brain God gave me. And all the great guests that are all, as smart as I am or smarter that come on. And all the callers that are amazing as well. That said, have you seen the crescendo of CNN and HBO and Netflix and everything else? Everyone has seen what's going on, and it's because we are directly over the target. And that's why it's so important that everyone really think about sharing the articles, sharing the videos, and telling others to share the articles and videos, which I see you doing. You're having a huge effect, and it's turning the tide. The enemy knows we're the tip of the spear and is doing everything they can around the clock to shut us down. And there's a lot of examples of that. And quite frankly, I don't even like getting into those examples because it's a distraction from the big issues and the big stories that we need to be getting out. They attack us to distract us into spending time defending ourselves. But at a certain point, I also need the audience to know what's really going on and what's unfolding and what's happening so that you can understand where this country and the world is, because they truly want to get through me to get to you. You are their main target. That's absolutely true. And long before Trump ever said that, historians pointed that out, that when brutal regimes and corrupt systems are trying to shut down leaders that are standing up against them, it's because those leaders are standing in the way of the corrupt, oppressive regimes and the gangs and thugs. And so there's so much to get into with the attacks, and they're so numerous that I have four stacks over here just with the recent attacks on every front. And so when I start the next hour, I'll spend a segment or two getting into some of this. But there's also things I have to explain to the audience, because you don't know, because you're not inside InfoWars. So you understand exactly where we are and exactly why when I say certain things that you need to really let it sink in. We've reached a point, and so have most other businesses around the world that actually sell real goods that are quality, where the supply chain's broken down so bad and inflation is so bad with the COVID lockdowns and the rest of it, that it's 6 weeks, 12 weeks, 20 weeks, 30 weeks to be able to get any items or goods that you are selling. And we sell goods and we sell items that are quality items we want you to get and enjoy and be empowered by, so you're happy with us and come back. They took our sponsors away many, many years ago. That made us stronger. We just went out and got great products and sold them ourselves. And you stood with us. But you need to understand that I've reached a Rubicon point where if I sell out of all the supplements and products I have in the warehouse, I can operate this place for another 9 to 10 months, no problem. But there's a catch to that. People only buy the products when I discount them massively. That's 80% of the sales, because you're smart shoppers. And then I won't have the money to buy the product out into the future because the costs are going up, we've not raised prices, and the supply chain's broken down, and we have the Democratic Party lawsuits and all the attacks going on, which is kind of a fun thing at the end of the day, because they've hurt us so bad and come after us so much that there's really no extra money if they're ever able to actually get their fraudulent judgments. So that's how God works in mysterious ways. So the leaning of the operation over the years has been very informative and really taught me a lot about how business works and how industry works and how banking works and how all the things they've done to shut us down have really made us stronger. And they complain about that on ABC News and CNN and say, my gosh, he's more influential than ever. Well, that's because the audience has stood with us and because what we talked about has come true. So I need to cut like a 4-minute ad or a piece that kind of lays out the numbers so people understand that I've reached the point where I have to sell out everything we've got or we will implode in about a year for sure. But I've got to sell it at no more than a 25% discount or we won't get the money we need to be able to buy the product. So I have to decide, just sell it all out at 40, 50% off because you buy it and you get it. And then we have money to operate, but then we have to start shutting down. Or will you come to the store? Will you buy stuff at no bigger a discount than 25% off? Right now we got 50% off on a bunch of the best-selling items, and it's a catch-22 where I need the money to keep operating again, and everybody's habituated to buy it at a big discount. So I really got to think about it and see what we're going to do, or I got to figure out ways to bring in money to supplement our underages. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you. Get your vitamin D3 winter sun. Get your great empowering nootropics and more. Like Rainforest Ultra at InfoWarsStore.com.
I stay on air selling high-quality products that you need, that you want, and that you're going to be happy with. That's why you come back and buy products from me again. It's a symbiotic relationship. I promote liberty. I promote freedom. I fight the globalists. And I'm able to do that because you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, All the products are great. But when it comes to high-quality storable food in an inflationary system with major supply chain breakdowns, this is an absolute 360 win, a no-brainer. And they've got high-quality storable food ready to ship to you right now. The great folks at My Patriot Supply, exclusively at PreparedAlex.com, discounted. So again, beat inflation, be prepared, fund the InfoWar. The only way you lose is not taking action at InfoWarStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com right now. This is high-quality storable food. This is how you beat inflation. Get yours today. It's ready to ship. But I wouldn't wait because prices are about to go up because inflation is exploding.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We can fight Russia over there, and we don't have to fight Russia here. The United States aids Ukraine and her people so that we can fight Russia over there and we don't have to fight Russia here. The United States aids Ukraine and her people so that we can fight Russia over there and we don't have to fight Russia here.
There you go, folks. That's the garbage being spewed, the garbage being engaged in. Let's just go over some of these headlines here. White House responds to Russia's decision to put deterrence forces on high alert. with Jen Psaki, Raggedy Ann, up there saying it's more threats. Well, yeah, because the West has been threatening Russia. FEMA, though, don't worry, says in case of nuclear explosion, maintain social distancing and wear a mask. The federal agencies can't even get their BS together because even Biden's saying don't do that now because it's hurting them in the poll numbers, and the Congress just got rid of the mask rules for the State of the Union. Isn't that interesting? And there's lots of insane war propaganda. You know, the president of Ukraine has been in a bunch of movies and a bunch of TV shows, done a lot of photo shoots. So Reuters and others show images of him from years ago and earlier this year dressed up in military outfits and say he's on the front lines battling. None of it's true. It's that interesting. There's Reuters being totally deceptive with the public. Meanwhile, Ukrainian truth in plain sight in her own words. We fight not only for Ukraine, but for the New World Order. This is for everyone that's been sucked in. And that ties into this very, very important group of articles right here. UN head says Ukraine belongs to us. There's video of it. It's in this article. Remember, everything we tell you, we've got proof of. EU head says Ukraine belongs to us as she announces total ban on Russia Today and Sputnik news broadcast. And now they say they're going to ban anyone that promotes it or links to it. Wow, well, I link to stuff Joe Biden says. Doesn't mean I agree with it. I link to stuff Xi Jinping says. I don't agree with it. I had a Chinese general up on the site. We didn't get to the clip yesterday. The head of the Navy saying we're about to attack Taiwan. Stay out of it. Does that mean I'm for the Communist Chinese Navy taking over Taiwan? No, I'm not. But I have a right to have an independent news organization that frickin' links to it. And she says no. The EU is working with Facebook and others in censorship to shut down anybody that magnifies the disinformation all over Twitter and Instagram without me even looking. I was trending number one on one of them yesterday. Millions of tweets. And people were sending them to me. Prominent people saying, arrest Alex Jones. He's a Russian propagandist. Expel all Russians. Take Russian citizens that are citizens of the U.S. property away. Just same stuff happened to the Japanese in World War II here. Total insanity. And this woman, of course, is Davos Group, New World Order. Absolutely insane. Head of EU says Ukraine belongs to us. She announces total ban on RT and Sputnik news broadcasts and promises to crack down anyone magnifying it. Here's another one, though. It gets even better. Remember, Rolling Stone attacked me last week because I said Soros and the left want to colonize Ukraine and do all their anti-family, feminization of males, transgender training, which is designed to depopulate countries. And they said he's insane. He claims Soros wants to come in to Ukraine so he can cut their balls off. I just said that to get people's attention, but that's literally where they're going. Well, here it is. MI6 chief faces backlash for saying Ukraine war is about LGBT rights. In fact, guys, last night we played a clip of Putin from a Friday speech that nobody picked up in the West where he talks about that. And he says, you want to bring your anti-family values here to depopulate us. We're aware of that, and we're not going along with it. See if we can cue that up from the 27-minute speech. But here it is. The head of MI6 includes his preferred pronouns in his Twitter bio, faced backlash for suggesting that a large part of the war in Ukraine was about LGBTP rights. And it is. Richard Moore. If you didn't know, folks, MI6 is basically run by pedophiles. I don't know if he's a pedophile, but they wrote the book on using pedophilia going back with Ghislaine Maxwell's dad, setting up the government with pedophilia. So that's how they do it. And then here's another one, video. Dem representatives suggest kicking out every Russian student in the U.S. Then they go further and say, no, just kick Russians out, period, even their citizens. We got a lot of news on that front. And, of course, the Russians are taking the bait, frothing and calling for nuclear war all over their TV programs. It's bad. And the Americans need to stop talking like that. And the Russians need to stop talking like that. And the Europeans and everybody else needs to stop it. It's ridiculous. Here's another one. Video. MSNBC still claiming Trump has installed to help Russia via NATO. And I'm being attacked everywhere because I don't want war. And again, this woman saying all this could not find her ass with both hands. She couldn't fight her way out of a wet paper bag. Here's a short clip of Putin in a long 27-minute speech that's posted at Infowars.com that is absolutely amazing, where he explains that you are not going to come here and end our families and end the male and female society of humans. You're trying to conquer us with this science of behavioral psychology that literally turns us into balkanized idiots. And I'm not going to play the whole thing. It's in Russian, but there is subtitles. Here it is.
Собственно, и до последнего времени не прекращались попытки использовать нас в своих интересах, разрушить наши традиционные ценности и навязать нам свои псевдоценности, которые разъедали бы нас, наш народ, изнутри. Те установки, которые они уже агрессивно насаждают в своих странах и которые прямо ведут к деградации и вырождению, поскольку противоречат самой природе человека. Этому не бывать. Никогда и ни у кого этого не получалось. Не получится и сейчас. Несмотря ни на что, в декабре 2021 года мы все-таки в очередной раз предприняли попытку
договориться с США. With Robert Duvall is about an all-powerful biomedical world government that seeks to end the male-female relationship and turn us into drugged-out, shaved-head slaves. Where do you think George Lucas got that plan for his student film in the 60s and his first movie in the early 70s? Well, Lucas has talked about it before. Those were plans being floated around since the 30s at major U.S. and European British universities. Aldous Huxley wrote Brave New World in 1931. When he died in 1962, he gave a speech a few months before he died at Berkeley when he was terminal and said that the book was actually a world government plan developed by his family with the British royal family. Yes. So people keep asking how I know what's coming next. Are you kidding me? THX-113A is the actual plan. Everyone will have wear white. Everyone will have shaved heads. Everyone will be controlled by robots. You'll be forcibly drugged. And you will worship an Antichrist robot. Projection. Hologram.
The biomedical governance of global government has decided these humanoids are to be terminated. But first, the biomedical division has demands on their parts. You want to live like that? That's where this all goes. It doesn't go where you're trendy and fun and you're in the metaverse. It ends with you as a slave of robots. It's on record. You might want to say no to it. Where do you think Metropolis comes from? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And disinformation. Possibly. All right, let me hit some really horrifying news, but overall it's very, very good news. There's a lot of it here on the COVID front. I'll go a little bit in the next hour on this and then get into the attacks on InfoWars that are attacks on you. Understanding those attacks is key to winning the war of information against our enemies. But before I hit that good news, I want to connect all the dots together here. When we talk about the war in Ukraine and the war of NATO's expansion, that's now a Slavic civil war, and when we look at the worldwide COVID lockdowns, the deadly injections, and all the rest of it, it's all connected. And right as the globalists are losing, right as there's a global awakening, right as people discover that it's not a vaccine but a poison shot, right as all these courts say you can't make people take the shots, right as the evidence comes out and it's totally proven that the masks don't work and actually give you bacterial pneumonia. Right as all that breaks in a big, huge way, boom, this war starts. And what does it do? The war cuts off resources. The war makes people poorer. The big central banks loan more money. We go more into debt, more towards global bankruptcy, and the worldwide universal basic income that once we give up and once we believe that the free market doesn't work anymore, the corporate fascists can fully take over with the cashless society, universal basic income, global reset. So, one of the top futurists in the world who is on the board of the Davos Group, he's their futurist, came out, Yuval Noah Harari, and gave a whole slew of speeches where he said the end of humans is here. And they're creating the end of humans. And that they're going to be gods. That Microsoft is going to be God. That Google's going to be God. And that those that are in control of it will be God. And he's a high priest of this, just like Klaus Schwab telling you that we are the Borg, we are invincible, you will be assimilated. You must just accept this. Talk about delusions of grandeur. Just like Ray Kurzweil said, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to become a God. It's delusion. It's lies. So when you see the headlines like MI6 chief faces backlash for saying Ukraine wars about LGBT rights and helping the children learn how to be LGBT, yeah, sex and children. MI6's main business. And people are starting to look at all the Great Reset members. Look at this Wall Street Journal article. Looking forward to the Great Reset, where there's a button where you reset humanity by ending humanity because humanity's broken and bad and evil and needs to be removed. That's their cult. That's their religion. And if you don't know who these people are, the Russians are going to think they're fighting the Americans. The Americans are going to think they're fighting the Russians. The Ukrainians are going to think they're fighting the Russians. The Poles are going to think they're fighting the Russians. When it's globalist agents in all these governments and all these systems that are agents of Satan, that are agents of transhumanism, that are agents of this takeover plan, that is mainline knowledge and even all over the news now, that says, we are going to change your body. We're going to take your body over. This is our revolution. They give speeches and they get it with a GMO gene therapy shot. And humanity woke up and rallied and started to back them off, but they've got to go to prison for this plan. This is a scientific biomedical dictatorship they're establishing, where very few people are left alive and operate as programmable machines controlled by robots. That's their vision. That's their 200-year plan that we're now 150 years into. So discover their plan. Discover who they are. Discover how horrific it is. You know, I could describe what Yuval Noah Harari said, and I've watched hours of his speeches. This is just a small sampling of a man saying, I own you, we're taking over, and then you know why when they took the nose swabs of everybody, it was put in a DNA database at the UN. I told you that a year and a half ago, mainstream news, 2 weeks ago. Government just quietly said, yep, all over the world, we took your swabs and sent them in for a DNA database. Just like the head of Pfizer and the head of Moderna both went on TV the last 2 weeks and said, yeah, we made these viruses in labs, big deal. Okay, came out of the lab, big deal. And then they just move on to the next thing when they should all go to prison for what they've done. So here's this psychopath who's par for the course. This is their religion. You don't get in the Club of Rome. You don't get in the Bilderberg Group. You don't get into these facilities. You don't get into the Davos Group unless you believe this. Here's an example. At all the hotels where they hold Bilderberg, before they hold it, the hotel will install images of machines absorbing and eating humans as like something out of the Thing at the hotels. In fact, type in Bilderberg transhumanist art, and you'll see it at the hotels in France and England and the U.S. Even the art, I've taken photos of it. It's online. Just type in Bilderberg Group meeting England 2010, and they put in this big gold sculpture of machine nanotech eating a human. It's a bronze statue. Yeah, there it is. And you go around the backside. Good job finding it, crew. It's eating. And then and this new creature is climbing out of the primordial ooze. Then they have paintings inside of child molestation. Children with big black circles around their eyes with adults holding them, looking all ghoulish. These are sickos, folks. Satanic hotels. Can't make it up. Here from one of their high priests, Yuval Noah Harari. Here he is.
We are probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens, because in the coming generations, we will learn how to engineer bodies and brains and minds. Now, how exactly will the future masters of the planet look like? This will be decided by the people who own the data. Now, why is data so important? It's important because we've reached the point when we can hack not just computers, we can hack human beings and other organisms. Now, what do you need in order to hack a human being? You need two things. You need a lot of computing power, and you need a lot of data, especially biometric data. But control of data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it. All of life, for 4 billion years, dinosaurs, amoebas, tomatoes, humans, all of life was subject to the laws of natural selection and to the laws of organic biochemistry. But this is now about to change. Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution. And at the same time, science may enable life, after being confined for 4 billion years to the limited realm of organic compounds, science may enable life to break out into the inorganic realm.
You know, this isn't going to go well. It's the end of our species as we know it, and everything they're doing is forced. And billions of people took into their body the experimental GMO. The first gift they gave us was a poison spike protein that cuts the double helix and begins the process of killing us. I'll explain why when we return.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.